Hey, everybody, there's a tape out of Loudoun County, Virginia that you will not believe when it comes to how we are teaching our children about race. It's one of the most stunning pieces of tape I have heard. You do not want to miss it. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our supporters. I want to thank Sarah from Maryland. I want to thank Ralph from Indiana, Charles from Tucson, Arizona, Jeff from Yorba Linda, California. That's the home of Nixon, and Kyle from Pennsylvania. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. It helps assist us in our mission to reach millions of young people with the truth. And this podcast does a phenomenal job of that, of working hard and reaching young people where it matters. charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you're a young person listening to this, get involved with Turning Point USA and start a chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Florida State University is now offering a class. This is something you pay for. And by the way, I'm a resident of Florida, and I will be complaining to the governor about this. Taxpayer subsidizing this. That they will hold a history called, quote, the history of Karen, which will examine the weaponizing of white womanhood. The activation of white terror is a white woman's soft power. We like to masculinize white supremacy to presume it reeks of testosterone, when in fact, it is just as likely to be spritzed by perfume. I can't help but chuckle. And by the way, this is the syllabus is by Mickey Kendall, who is a bigot, and she wrote book. The other book you have to read is A Black Feminist Discovers Her Superpower by Brittany Cooper. I'm sure that's intellectually robust. Previously, she said, F each and every Trump supporter. That sounds about right. I just can't help but chuckle, though, because all of the, not all, but the upper middle class suburban women that have been trying to atone for their white privilege, all of a sudden, now you're going to become the targets of the woke mob. We're seeing that right here at Florida State University. The history of Karen, which will examine the weaponizing of white womanhood. I'm not sure which one they hate more, the white part or the womanhood part. I have said time and time again that we are created the most bigoted and racist generation since Jim Crow and slavery. We are creating racists in our country. The school system, critical race theory, left-wing Democrat Party, BLM Incorporated is creating racists. You have bigots that are teaching your children. And as soon as you watch this video, you'll understand this is going to get your blood flowing. It is going to get your adrenaline moving because you're going to realize exactly what's happening in America. This is one of the most astonishing pieces of tape and videos I have seen that confirms precisely what I have been saying. And for all the so-called pastors and activists out there that come after me and they say, Charlie, you're over-exaggerating things. You are being hyperbolic. We're not teaching our children to be racist or to care about race. wait till you hear this clip, and you have to spread this clip. We are writing it up at charliekirk.com. Every person in the country should be required to watch this clip. And I want you to think to yourself how this is not how the KKK used to teach children, how this is not how the National Socialist Workers Party in the 1930s used to teach children. This is from Virginia, and it's a white teacher on a Zoom call with a black student. You're going to hear this on radio. The black student is required to answer a question from the white teacher about what he sees on screen. On screen is a picture of two women, a black woman and a white woman. And based on one of the articles, they say the student is black. So I haven't seen a picture of him. I just heard the audio, and also it's written up in one of the articles. And he says, no, the people in the picture are just, as he says, chilling. This is a teacher-student dialogue of a Zoom class in Virginia. Listen carefully. Play tape.
Tell me what this seems to be a picture of.
It's just two people chilling.
Right, just two people. There's nothing more to this picture?
Not really. Just two people chilling.
I don't believe that you believe that. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. I don't think
truly is just two people, though, is it not?
Yeah, but I think you're being intentionally coy about what this is a picture of.
What would I be being coy about? It's two people standing back to back in a picture.
Yeah, and that's all you see is two people.
I'm confused on what you would like me to speak on in that sense.
I don't think you are.
Well, I'm confused. Are you trying to get me to say that there are two different races in this picture?
Yes,
is that what
I am
you
asking
want
you
me to say?
That.
Well, at the end of the day, wouldn't that just be feeding into the problem of looking at race instead of just acknowledging them as two normal people?
No, it's not, because you can't look at the people and not acknowledge that there are racial differences, right?
But if we're going for, let's say if we're looking for equality within all this, then why would we need to point out things such as that?
Because those things, those differences are real things.
Those differences are real things, says the eugenicist teaching your children. Margaret Sanger trained this public school teacher, this white school teacher, very well. I want to go through that. We're going to write this out in the transcript. This young man who's a student, God bless him. I want to find him and make him famous. And for every single person out there that has a BLM sticker, that has those stupid signs that say love is love, science is real, and all that virtue signaling garbage, for every person out there that posted a black tile, that's the country you're creating. That's what's happening in America. And God bless this common sense young student who stands up against the eugenicist, who stands up against the KKK equivalent. This is the Loudoun County Public Schools at Ashburn. Loudoun County Public Schools. Where you have a white liberal who's saying, oh no, there's differences between the races. Oh really? What are the differences between the races? What are they? Since you're eugenicist, and you're big into classifying people based on their skin color, please elaborate more on where you think the races are different. They are training students to be bigots. And then you have a student who rises up against it, not being coy, but fighting for the moral truth. And the instructor goes against him. I don't know how we have tape of this. I don't know how this was filmed. But this dialogue right there, and by the way, for those of you on radio, you can't even see it. It says on the front of it, what is race? What is race? Good question. I'll tell you, it's irrelevant. Irrelevant. Character matters. The soul matters. Spirituality matters. What you do matters. But for the bigot who is teaching this young man, it's such an unbelievable clip. And not only is he teaching the racial differences, he's calling out one of his students that says, nah, they're just chilling. When I grew up in high school, if I would have given an answer that the teacher is now demanding, I would have been expelled from school. I would have. That's 10 years ago. But the people teaching your children, the people that are teaching the next generation, the next fleet of federal regulators, judges, Supreme Court clerks, CEOs, they care much more about skin color than character. So what happened to judging people by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin? They never have believed in MLK's dream. This high school kid, whomever this young man is, has more wisdom than not just his teacher, but every professor that I've seen on a college campus. And he has courage for standing up against this white liberal bigot. Find his name, internet. I want to make this racist famous. We will. We'll find it. We're good at it. And that's who's teaching your children. Your tax dollars in Virginia in the Loudoun County public schools are now teaching young people. And again, we're getting confirmation, but I read an article that that young man was a black man, where you have a white teacher telling a black kid, hey, you have a picture of a white woman and a black woman. What do you see? And he says, I see two human beings. He says, nope. Stop being coy with me. Where does that lead? They've never wanted to get rid of racism in America. They love racism. They are racist. There's no way you can listen to that clip and that tape and think we're headed in the right direction. You know, things get better the more we talk about race. Has there ever been an example of that? Has there ever been an example of life improving and humanity flourishing the more we talk about our melanin content and our differences? Of course not. No, what has made America such a successful country post-civil rights era was this idea, a good idea, a moral idea rooted in the Judeo-Christian ethic that skin color is irrelevant and character matters. But the racial postmodernists, they have no interest in that whatsoever. For them, skin color is all we have. It's oppressor versus oppressed. A revolution is necessary, and it's in our schools. And if you don't know your school board members, you're allowing this to happen in your local school district. It's being implemented all across the country, where white teachers are telling black kids, stop looking at people in a colorblind way. Look at them based on the color of their skin. Where this heads, you all know where this goes. You're smart. Take a second, maybe in your car, listening on podcasts, on a live stream. Think to yourself, where does this lead? Does it lead us to harmony? Living together in quiet and peaceable lives? Or maybe it leads to where we all know it goes. Where does it go when you try to create bigots? What's happening in the Loudoun County schools? Well, then all of a sudden you start to spend a disproportionate amount of time and attention misrepresenting stories in the news cycle. One, for example, is this idea of the rise in Asian hate, which I reject the premise completely of this being a widespread issue at all. But insofar that it is an issue, I'm going to tell you what's actually behind it. And it's not white supremacy. Postmates sent out this ridiculous email all about stopping Asian hate and not saying one thing about who's actually behind it. What is the driving force? Now, this is, in particular, a black on Asian problem. Brandon Elliott was just arrested for a hate crime assault in New York City, a black man who is sentenced 15 years to life for the murder of his mother. Seems like a gem of a guy. He was released on parole in November 2019. Interestingly, right near the time of Andrew Cuomo's jailbreak law. This article here at Time Magazine is complete and total gaslighting. It's the opposite of what's actually happening. How a shared goal to dismantle white supremacy is fueling black Asian solidarity. If you're confused, I sure am. And there's this black kid who has a sign in the article, and it says Black Power supports yellow peril. said, who calls Asian people yellow? What are you like? It's like really a racist thing to say. What's wrong with you? But no, it's okay. Bigotry's totally back, right? Short shorts and March Madness, Converse. They want to bring the KKK back. It's kind of the new thing. It's this weird psychological operation. I'm kidding. Media matters. Okay. It's a total joke, sort of. Says in the article here that Black and Asian solidarity protests along with more than 1,000 other people. Okay. This has nothing to do with that. The point is that Blacks are attacking Asians. And it says how white supremacy is trying to divide Black and Asians and communities on work to find common ground. What are white supremacy is such an undefined opponent. It says here the history of tensions between the Black and Asian communities explained how white supremacy tried to divide Black and Asian Americans and how communities work to find the common good. So wait, let me get this straight. Black criminals are attacking Asian people, including the two young lady teenagers, 13 and 15, who murdered a Pakistani immigrant who's Asian, and white people are to blame. That's their rationale. I think we have some tape on that. If you want to talk about a video, I talked about this earlier in the week, a video that fired me up more than, I mean, we have a lot of videos that are firing me up in this hour. The one of the Pakistani Uber Eats driver who was murdered by two young Black girls. And the way that Juan Williams on television described it was, oh, they just wanted a joyride. Really? Do you bring a stun gun to a joyride? Now, based on the new jailbreak laws passed by Andrew Cuomo and others, those two young girls will be out probably before the age of 30. You could play back this tape 10 years from now. They'll be out of jail before the age of 30. I guarantee it. The prosecution will go light. Some of the defense will say that it was manslaughter, not first-degree murder. And those two thugs who murdered a Pakistani Asian immigrant will be released within a decade. Now, I'm not trying to overly racialize this. They are. They're the ones that are saying that white supremacy and white people are to blame for Blacks killing and hurting and assaulting Asians because they're Asian. And there are five or six other examples I could show you in just the last 24 hours of Black men and Black women attacking Asian Americans, and somehow white people are to blame. Maybe it's just really about dividing the whole country more than anything else. But the facts of these instances mean nothing. Regardless of what happens, they want to turn people against each other based on skin color, just like that bigot teacher in Virginia, who's teaching his Black kids as a white man to care about race, not harmony. They want a race war, and we're not going to give it to them because we're going to be the ambassadors of goodness, strong character, and good choices. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and lots of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices or an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates, up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses have already used Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to the Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And again, with my promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. It's super easy to use. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and click in Kirk. That's Stamps.com, promo code Kirk, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Kamala Harris called people who work on the southern border akin to the KKK. There's an amazing story at Breitbart.com written by Bob Price. A Texas Ranger who worked with the U.S. Border Patrol agents rescued a six-month-old girl after human smugglers threw her into the Rio Grande River near Roma, Texas. The infant's mother had been assaulted by the smugglers and sustained a broken leg. Another 9-year-old girl died in the river, and Joe Biden is completely to blame for all of this. He basically has a beacon to the entire Central American population saying, come on over. Well, it's not that easy. The girls are given birth control if they're over the age of 10 because they have a high likelihood of being raped. Infants are thrown into the river. They will purchase your children. They might kill you. Joe Biden is perfectly okay with that. It's just fine. And AOC and all the Democrats and all of these outside groups that are supposed to be suing around it are silent. It's a feel-good story of the day, though, of our taxpayer-funded Border Patrol saving the lives of the people that are being smuggled across. That's a moral country. That's a good country. You think the Chinese Communist Party would dive into the Yangtze River to go save someone who is trying to illegally come into China from Nepal or from India? We're a moral and beautiful country. Just one example of that. God bless the man who did this, because every life matters, all made in the image of God. Let's get to more sound here. I want to get to, there's just so much stuff to get to today. I want to stay somewhat on this theme here. I was just looking at something very important. Oh, yeah, there's one little fun thing. Okay, so this is a total side thing, and it's just really important. Listen carefully and use this, and please publicize this. So there's this article here at healthline.com, and it popped up on yahoo.com for me. And it says, how many new coronavirus variants are there? I was just kind of interested. So then I started to look at this, and I said, okay, so there's a UK variant. There's a South African variant. There's a Brazilian variant. I said, wait a second. You're calling it a Brazilian variant? I thought you're not allowed to call it the name of the country it came from. What are you, racist? South African variant? Wait, you're calling a virus by the name of where it comes from? So all we have to do is say that it's the China coronavirus variant? You see how intellectually weak their arguments are as soon as they come under cross-examination? Dr. Anthony Fauci, all of these people have been calling these new variants by the place of their origination, as we have called Lyme as a river in Connecticut, Ebola a river in Africa, West Nile. We always call a virus based on its point of origination. However, with the Chinese coronavirus, we call it the China virus, and you get called all these awful names because the Chinese Communist Party funds almost our entire country and our ruling class's lifestyle. We have the United Kingdom variant. We have the South African variant on healthline.com. So it's okay to say it's the South African variant, but you can't say it's the China virus. Why? Because South Africa doesn't own our ruling class. That's why. And South Africa does not have the Chamber of Commerce on speed dial so that you could build all their piles of plastic garbage and import them into America. So I just thought that was a fun little wrinkle of a story. Anytime anyone brings up the variant, say, wait a second. So you also believe it's the China virus? No, that's racist. Well, then how can you call it the South African variant? You call a virus based on where it's from. We always have. Okay, let's get to some more sound here. I want to get to this. That's what I wanted to get to. The George Floyd, Derek Chauvin thing. It all ties together with the critical race theory, the hyper-racialization of America, the creation of bigots. Where did all of this accelerate? Where did this pick up steam? Where did the idea of teaching our children to hate the country and hate each other and hate themselves, where was all of a sudden this propelled into the mainstream? And we all know the answer to that. It was the death of George Floyd. A singular incident in Minneapolis that is more complicated than you could ever imagine was the reason why we decided to change our history, take down our statues, burn our cities, put billions of dollars behind BLM Incorporated because of a man who might have been drug overdosing, who said he couldn't breathe 7 times before anyone laid hands on him, who was popping pills in a car, who died after a police officer did what he was trained to do. That's the reason to destroy the entire country. So we have a video on that and a podcast on that that did very well. CharlieKirk.com. We are still creating a best of page on CharlieKirk.com. Should be coming very soon of all the best podcast, and it's going to be right there. Also, you can check out on the Charlie Kirk YouTube page. We have it right up there. The truth around the George Floyd killing, five things you don't know and five biggest myths. So I want to get to some tape here because the trial of Derek Chauvin is underway. And I think the prosecution is, I don't want to sound too unfounded on this suspicion. I have a suspicion that they know they're not going to get first or second degree murder. But I want to say, here's the opening argument from Eric Nelson, defense attorney for Derek Chauvin, play cut 27.
You will learn about crowd control, medical intervention, de-escalation, procedural justice, crisis intervention, and the human factors of force. That is, what happens to a police officer or any person when they are involved in a high-stress use-of-force situation. And you will learn that Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do over the course of his 19-year career. The use of force is not attractive, but it is a necessary component of policing.
And the Floyd family attorney, Ben Crump, who seems to just keep on, he just keeps on reappearing. He's kind of the modern day equivalent of Al Sharpton, a total race baiter who will never find a circumstance that's controversial he doesn't want to be associated with. Cut 31.
If George Floyd was a white American citizen and he suffered this painful, torturous death with a police officer knee on his neck, nobody will be saying this is a hard case.
Well, at least he admits it's a hard case. That's new. Playing a little defense, worried that maybe it wasn't first-degree murder, racially motivated. By the way, Al Sharpton is in that video. And let me be very clear. I'm not taking the position that Derek Chauvin is innocent. I'm not. I'm not on the jury. We'll see how it proceeds. I am taking the position that I think first-degree murder is an overcharge beyond belief, and that George Floyd was probably overdosing based on the first autopsy that was done by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner. He was probably overdosing as it was happening. And he had very little to no tolerance. I shouldn't say that. Not tolerance, but he had a lot of weakness in his system at the time. He had a lot of tolerance. I'll get to that. Said that incorrectly. But he asked to actually be on the ground. We never asked the question, how did George Floyd get on the ground? He asked to be put on the ground. And if George Floyd would have peacefully allowed himself to be arrested for counterfeiting trading bills, none of that would have happened. I'm not saying he deserved it. That is not what I am saying. Do you notice actually how quiet the media has been on this trial? It's been very interesting. This is not a shut and close case. And Ben Crump himself is saying they wouldn't be saying it's a hard case. It's a hard case because the facts don't confirm your racial insurrectionist civil disunity aims and objectives for our country. Cut 25, Floyd attorney claiming that, well, the fentanyl didn't kill him because he was tolerant. So basically he's a drug addict. Play cut 25.
George Floyd struggled. With an opioid addiction. He struggled with it for years. You will learn that he did not die from a drug overdose. He did not die from an opioid overdose. Now, you will learn that Mr. Floyd had 11 nanograms of fentanyl in his system when he died, and they may say that's a fatal amount. Well, what you have to learn is something about tolerance.
So basically, he's done lots of drugs in his life, therefore drugs did not play a role. I want to play a cut from Leo Terrell, cut 32, who says this is a perfect example of playing the race card, cut 32.
That's an perfect example of the race card being played. The whole purpose of that, let's be very clear, is to influence the jury pool and to influence the court of public opinion. The part about this case is, Brett, this case will be decided in the courtroom where the jury will be obligated to follow the facts and the laws presented inside the courtroom, not outside the courtroom.
So what's the significance of this case? Well, first of all, the more people that we can get to watch and listen, so I encourage all of you listening on the radio to have all of your friends that were so outraged about the death of George Floyd that motivated them to give possibly thousands of dollars to BLM Incorporated and have the yard signs and go to the protests and post the black squares and to be out in the open around this whole issue. Say, hold on. You probably got upset about something that was really complicated. It's a very important thing. And it's up to you to do that, to share the videos, share the podcasts. Because we were on defense the entire time. I was not. In fact, There's a video that Facebook took down where pretty early on, I think it was a couple days after this, when all of a sudden, it was the day of the black squares, that's right, where I just did a selfie video, and it was probably the most successful video I think we've ever done, just impromptu. I think that's fair to say. And people said, oh my goodness, how can you say these sorts of things? And my argument was very, very simple, that a black man was 18 and a half times more likely to kill a police officer than the police officer was to kill an unarmed black man. That there was 11 instances of black men being unarmed shot by police officers in 1 year, as high as 18 if you count some of their more questionable definitions of unarmed, according to the Washington Post. That a white person is far more likely to be killed unarmed with a police officer than a black person is. That a Harvard professor that did a study of every major police department across the country found zero instances of racial bias institutionally in police units across America. That more police officers result in more black people being able to live. So we went all in early on this for a reason. Because I saw what was happening. I saw that if we do not stand up against this, it'll be the hyper-racialization of America. And our leaders largely failed this test. The New York Times, Washington Post, they wanted to engage willingly into a virtue signaling moment where you could feel very good and blame Trump for all of it. But now that our justice system, thankfully, is not that of a guillotine where you drag somebody up and you say one thing and you just cut their head off. Our justice system, thanks to William Blackstone and the founding fathers of our country of the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, allow a process of deliberation, cross-examination, a trial of your peers. That's very important. And now we realize you probably were lied to. What would you do with 23,000 pounds? How much is that? Like $26,000, more or less? Well, at a British university, they have installed a $24,000 statue of Greta Thunberg. Kid you not. $32,000, I'm sorry. My exchange rates are all screwed up. A bronze monument to the teenager who was elevated to the international prominence. I'm reading from Breitbart.com. They're already canonizing Greta Thunberg. How dare you do such a thing? People are posing with pictures next to her, leaving flowers, and they're saying she's among some of the great social activists in world history. We will definitely write that up at charliekirk.com. Speaking of stories you won't hear on your nightly news roundup, there's a mask craze happening in the country, and if you think masks work, wear a mask, that's fine. It's liberty. You could wear a mask now, you could wear a mask before. I am agnostic when it comes to masks, agnosis, without knowledge. I know that there's some negatives possibly with masks too, like oxygen flow. Let's get to a tape here. It's really something. Of this woman who's testifying about why we need to wear masks. And all I have to say is I am very pro-oxygen, and I want this woman to be able to breathe. I feel sorry for this woman. Play tape.
And they currently have recommendations out that with the current level of transmission in Bonneville County, that we should be in hybrid for the elementary schools and virtual for middle schools and high schools. And we're not following that. But I do think that we should follow their request and their recommendation for masking. I'm done.
Perfect ending. I'm done. I am not anti-mask. I am pro-oxygen. And no, she was not giving that testimony at the Himalayan School of Higher Learning. It was not at a 19,000 feet. She was in, where was this, Loudoun? Is this Loudoun County again? Where is this? We'll find out. It's somewhere. I don't think it was Denver. I don't think it was Albuquerque, which is also at a high elevation. But she was at normal elevation, struggling to breathe, saying that we need everyone to wear masks, and you just feel sorry for, get her an oxygen machine, something. She can't even continue, can't finish a sentence. I'm done. I think that if she took off her mask, she would be a happier and healthier person. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.